Today, we look at some of the work and initiatives of the Scientific Research Council, SRC, as it helps to boost and strengthen the science and technology sector. Some of these programs include the implementation of a wastewater resource management system, continued assistance to local operators of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, and the production of ornamental fish feed for the local market, thus helping to reduce Jamaica's import bill. Under the SRC's wastewater management system, biodigester septic tanks, BSTs, are being used to replace existing inefficient waste treatment systems. The BSTs provide advantages which range from saving on electricity bills through generating energy from waste to producing treated wastewater that can be recycled for agricultural purposes and reduce the utilization of potable water. Manager of the Process Development Division at the SRC, Julia Brown, says the agency is on a mission to develop and assist in the implementation of scientific models to further drive the science and technology sector.
Utilizing a technology that can actually acquire some benefits and at the same time you're preserving the environment. So it was a holistic approach to the whole aspect of waste management. This is where the SRC looked very closely at acclimatizing systems. As we like to say, the SRC trust or the focus is about the whole adaptation of technology to suit our local and somewhat our regional needs.
Biodigester septic tanks have been installed in several public hospitals across the country. The SRC has also pledged to continue assistance to local operators of MSMEs to strengthen and expand their businesses. Manager of the SRC's Corporate Communications Division, Rosalind Fisher, says through its research and product development services, the agency can help potential entrepreneurs turn their ideas into successful businesses that can create wealth and employment.
SRC, we are about facilitating entrepreneurs, particularly MSMEs. So a lot of persons know us for our food formulations, and also you can come into us with your idea for new product development and standardization. And we want to look at it in a holistic approach. So if you set up you want to set up production and you don't have access to a factory, you can use our food pilot plant.
Ms. Fisher says the SRC provides expertise in canning, processing of milk and milk products, freezing and dehydration techniques, and production of fruits and vegetable juices, purees and concentrates, sauces and seasonings. At a cost of $1,800 per hour, customers can access the full range of manufacturing services, including bottling and labeling, for products to be sold locally or exported. And the Scientific Research Council is set to play its part in further reducing Jamaica's import bill by producing ornamental fish feed for the local market. The SRC has designed two patented systems for local production of fish feed. Executive Director at the SRC, Cliff Riley, says these are the air water lift and impoundment patents and involve the production of artemia, or brine shrimp eggs.
The first step in that artemia program is to really provide a low-cost fish feed alternative to our local farmers. And in that way, it should boost the income generation or the profitability of their businesses.
The patents will enable the production of artemia eggs in tanks using seawater. This then creates the conditions conducive to the production of the eggs in a backyard setting. Mr. Riley adds that the SRC will also provide training for use of the patented systems. The local ornamental fish industry now imports most of its fish feed from the United States. The Scientific Research Council was established as a statutory body by the passage of a bill by the legislature in June 1960.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568, or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.